Do not be small and useful. The great beings who have something of actual value to say want you to rise higher by helping you start where they leave off. Nobody in their right mind wants you to be a follower. They want you to make the world better and wiser than what it is today. That means all the adults today fell short in one way or another. They get stuck in infinite loops, maybe overwork or regrets. A teacher cannot beat a world-famous author that is held in high regard by all the world's intellectuals. That is not possible. Their lectures are never going to be better than the works of great beings. School must be second to your self-education. The first and foremost are the narrated books at the library. A book written by a clear-thinking being, hoping to share a lifetime of wisdom, will spare you decades of trouble. It will give you foresight that would otherwise require a lifetime of meandering through life. That is a precious superpower. A book is for your mind, like oxygen is for your brain. Your entire decision-making mechanism relies on what you know. And early on, your greatest source of knowledge can only be books, narrated books. You have to read enough of them to understand that to grow up means to grow all the way up until you become a great being. You will need far more knowledge than any school can offer, and it has to be intricately connected in a way that fits you and only you. You have to learn in your own sequence and at your own pace. Rest when you need to, circle around as needed. Your books and knowledge will sooner than later bloom into a unique wisdom, especially as you begin inheriting the culture of the great beings that wrote your books. You see, wisdom is like an operating system upgrade. It changes everything and makes a bunch of things pretty useless. More than that, it is the art of solving problems that you never faced before by subtle analogy to what resides in the content of your character. You need this to improve your vision in life and make your decisions count for even more. And even more than that, the elder you needs you to make your own way towards great wisdom as soon as possible. Use books so that you may avoid regrets later on in your life. Get to the library and begin by going through all the real adventure books. Avoid the fiction. Search for real lessons from real people. Make your self-education first and foremost. It is just narrated books written by good people and hiking adventures that help you hear them. In your wisdom, you'll know where to go from there.